He's officially now known as the Big Pineapple.
Yes, Chris Pineapple Hooper is online, and in fact, he's outside Town Hall waiting for the CEO to arrive. Good morning to Chris. How are you, mate?
Pretty good, Michael, yes.
Yeah, look, in the Courier Mail, I see you've been promoted as the Big Pineapple, Rocky's accidental mayor, to take office, but he might get a rough end, so to speak.
Yeah.
Now, look, take us through the drill. Now, this has been dragging on for a while, you know, all this red tape trying to stop you from actually taking the throne. Now, you said that the Electoral Commission Queensland officially offered you the job. You've said yes, and I love your post last night, looking forward to being sworn in on Thursday. Yes, and you're just waiting for, of course, the CEO, Evan Pardon, to come along and talk terms, so to speak. Is that right?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Apparently, the Electoral Commission's got to send that, you know, they've accepted me, you know, the Electoral Commission has, and they've got to send that to Evan Pardon.
Yep.
They reckon they haven't received that yet, so they've got to act on that. And then we just come here today to have a bit of a, you know, see what's going on a bit.
Yeah, well, and so you should, because at the end of the day, you know, you did get 31% of the vote, did you not?
Yeah.
And so, you know,
the primary vote there.
Yeah, yeah. Look, at the primary vote, which is fantastic. Look, at the end of the day, the Labor government changed the rules to stop a certain person running, and now that person has resigned, but they don't want you in. It's just a very bizarre world, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Mr. Stirling, the local government minister, said this morning that, you know, Chris is quite willing to run, you know, in the by-election if he wants to.
Yep.
So it looks like they're still heading to try and, you know, stop me. And with Evan Pardon here, they're saying that it's got to go to a council meeting here.
Right.
To decide, and that'd be Tuesday.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
but
right.
We got to, you know, not legal eagles, but people interpreting the Local Government Act, which says this new law they brought in, you know, just this part, you don't really have to do that. You know?
No, no. It
just
says
but this is only, it all depends how you read the act, if you were, you know.
It sounds to me they're stalling. Do you get that feeling, Mr. Pineapple?
Oh, yeah. See, that's why we were doing pretty well there, and we wanted to get, you know, get the acknowledgement from the, you know, the electoral mob,
yep,
and get this done, and then we're going on to the next one now to try and get sworn in, and then you got the next lot where they're going to try and redact the legislation, and
they're trying to stymie you. That's what they're trying to do. Rockhampton's beloved Pineapple should be the official mayor of this town, but more red tape, more ditches you have to go through. It's just turning out to be a joke. So what if you're a mayor for only 4 or 5 weeks? Does it really matter? I mean, democracy is, you know, there. And, of course, at the moment, it's being butchered by the Labor Party, isn't it?
Yeah. They made the rules.
That's right.
They made the rule to stop high-profile mayors running the state. And they made it and thought, well, this will stop them.
Yep.
But they didn't calculate this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But there is a lady in Townsville. She's in the same boat. She's an alderman up there, and she's been, you know. Yeah, so I've been talking to her and told her to get on to the Electoral Commission and all sorts of stuff like that. And,
yeah,
helping her. So there's another lady in the boat up there.
Well, I've got to say, it's not the Labor Party that should be running Queensland. It's the people. And the people voted for you. And the rules are, if Margaret Strilo was to pass on or resign, you would automatically be the next mayor. Now, this has been going on for a couple of weeks. It's just not right. It's not the Aussie way, is it?
No, well, see, you know, government's all supposed to be all about for the people and all that.
Yes.
But they're in their own little world, you know, and
think
we're doing everything
for
the people, you know, and we vote them in or whatever, and then they do what they like for the next 3 or 4 years, you know, and the people have got no say at all and all that, and we're supposed to be happy about that.
No, they're kings of their own swamp, and if you're not invited to go for a paddle in their swamp, you're on the outer, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get rid of you, which is very, very bizarre. But anyway, I hope you actually do get the gold chains and the cape. You know, maybe it'd be a couple of weeks. We want to hear and see what you have to do, because no doubt when the, of course, the Labor government in control of Queensland says, hey, no, that's wrong, we're going to go for a, you know, by-election, maybe people will get to know you a little bit better and maybe you could come home. It could be a miracle run for you.
Yeah, when you were talking about it before, it'd be nice to get my name up in the mayoral things, you know, mayor, shortest term mayor, 2 days or something. Better than nothing, eh?
As you said, you know, it looks good on the resume. Former mayor of Rockhampton. Okay, so when are you hoping to meet Evan Paton?
Oh, we're just lined up now. Yeah, we're round to go, basically.
Okay, well, hang on a second. What time does he start work? Is he an 8:30 man or a 9 o'clock man?
Oh, well, they said, we've got a cameraman down here at the moment, but they said 9 o'clock. We said, well, we'll be here at 8:30.
Yep.
So I don't know what exact time is. No, I don't wear a watch, but...
Yeah, well, mate, anyway, the time is 8:20. I reckon he'll pull up at 9:02. He'll have a cup of tea and see you around about 9:15. What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I think they, you know...
Yeah, we shouldn't take this so lightly, should we?
No.
Chris Hooper, Mr. Pineapple, or shall we say, the Big Pineapple has spoken. Thanks very much for being on 994RO.
Thanks, Michael. See you later, eh?
Okay, mate, no worries. There he goes. He's waiting for the CEO of the Rockhampton Regional Council, the man who has the power, in or out. Chris Hooper, the Big Pineapple, waiting for his chance to maybe be the shortest running mayor in history in Australia. Or maybe he'll last the 3.5 years. Who knows? I know lawyers are all over it and looking. And at the end of the day, it's all about the red tape. Can they stymie him? Can they just stop him? Can they stop him from being mayor? It's a terrible comedy. And let's hope there's a bit of relief at the end for Mr. Pineapple.